Hey guys, welcome to the Overnight Rewind. This is where we recap the news of the day. Top of the hour. It's a companion show to the Rock Rewind Review. And the reason we're doing this is there's just so much news that we can't possibly get to on the weekly free show. And by the time we do get to it, it's not even news anymore. It's just stale. So I'm going to try to take 10 minutes a night and do some, you know, hot takes, some good news for you that's breaking in the metal world. And we got four things to get to tonight. We're going to get to them. And the first one coming in, I know that it's been heavy on the show, especially the free one, for the past couple episodes. Again, it's more from Slipknot, and the headline reads from loudwire.com: when Slipknot were held at gunpoint by police, plus more things we learned during Corey Taylor's AMA. So yeah, with that, Corey Taylor did have an AMA. It was on Friday on Reddit, so he took to Reddit and he is gonna answer all your questions. You could probably still find that on Reddit. I know that they typically have stuff up for a little bit longer. Other than, and if not, somebody recorded it and it's on YouTube somewhere. So if you have any questions, well, you can ask him next time he does it. But I think that train has sailed. But anyways, yeah, so apparently back in 1999, they were held at gunpoint by the police for some time. They were in a jewelry store, and there's more to that. I'm sure he can answer it better than me, considering he was there and I was not. If you want tickets, the stuff that they got coming up, Digit Shop new record, obviously kind of a big deal in the metal world. That's usually the leading headline on all this stuff. There's only a few shows left on the fall leg of their Knotfest Roadshow. And that's, I think they have Crown, the Empire, and Ice Nine Kills with them. And you can get that on, you can get those tickets on StubHub. So Slipknot, done. Case closed. What else we got? Got any NHL fans out there? I'm not a huge NHL fan, but I remember, well, at least as far as video games, patiently waiting for the new, like, Madden to come out. So for NHL 23, they have a new soundtrack. They do this, and this maybe a departure for them. I don't know, but they got Ghost, Korn, new Gojira song set. And then they got, so it's kind of funny. And not only, I mean, those are kind of the bigger bands, but they have Most Justice and White and Wage War. They're on there. So I guess EA is working with them for the 2023 NHL video game soundtrack. Stick to Your Guns and Muse, apparently, in Turnstile. They're on there as well. So that should be interesting. You guys can let us know what you think about that if you're big NHL fans or fans of any of those bands, the Rock Rewind Review. All right, moving on. One last thing. So I think in January of 22, we had a caller. We talked to somebody that called in. They were kind of a fan of Fever 53. There's three of them. Apparently, two of their members have quit. So I don't know. Maybe they changed their name to, you know, 111, or however the, I don't know how that works out, and they're whatever they're doing, but I guess at least two of the three out of the three, it was sort of amicable, but yeah, they want to work together in the future. I guess you can find out more at wearethepit.com. So if you guys are fans of them, you can check it out. That seemed to be kind of the biggest headlines of the night. That kind of happened overnight within the last few hours. So feel free to sleep. Have a hot bagel, hot coffee in the morning. And let us bring your hot takes on metal news. Have a good night.